You're listening to SBS News.
India is among the top three worst affected countries in the world, with more than 3.8 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. Relative to the number of cases, its reported total of more than 67,000 deaths compares well with many other nations such as the United States, Brazil and Mexico. But the pandemic has deeply impacted India's economy, which contracted by 23.9% in the April-June quarter, its worst performance in at least 24 years. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised his government's effort to keep the COVID-19 death toll low despite having such a high caseload.
A country with 1.3 billion people and limited resources has one of the lowest death rates per million in the world. The recovery rate each also steadily rising.
The United States says it will stop paying its dues to the World Health Organization a day after announcing it would not participate in a global vaccine development and distribution project known as COVAX, set up by the WHO. COVAX is designed to discourage national governments from hoarding COVID-19 vaccines and to focus on first vaccinating the most high-risk people in every country. 76 wealthy nations have committed to join the program, but not the US administration, which has told its states to get ready to distribute a potential vaccine by the start of November. Public health experts in the US are concerned talk of a US vaccine is driven by political considerations ahead of a presidential election rather than science. But Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the health of the American people always comes first.
This president wants to break through regulatory barriers to get a vaccine as safely as to the American people as quickly as possible because lives are at stake, but he will not in any way sacrifice safety.
The WHO says all of Africa's 54 countries have expressed interest in the COVAX project to help ensure a vaccine is distributed equally to all countries. WHO Africa official Richard Mihigo said it was essential that poorer countries would also have fast access to a vaccine.
In the past, we Africans have all too often ended up at the back of the queue for vaccine, as we have to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
To Europe and France is on course for one of Europe's worst recessions since World War II, prompting a stimulus package worth more than $120 billion. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Portuguese opposition has criticised a decision by Wales and Scotland to reinforce 14-day quarantines on travellers from Portugal. Scottish and Welsh authorities have announced people arriving from Portugal will join those to Gibraltar and seven Greek islands in being required to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Dr. Ricardo Baptista, health spokesman for Portuguese opposition Social Democratic Party, says the new rules are unfair.
In the face of the decision of governments that have decided to greenlist Portugal, and 2 weeks later, with no scientific basis, moving back on that decision is truly disrespectful.
Police in Nepal have used tear gas and a water cannon to break up a religious rally that defied a government ban on public gatherings imposed to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Indonesia has posted another day of record high cases on Thursday, with 3,622 new infections, as the nation battles to contain a spread that has caused the region's highest COVID-19 death toll. Meanwhile, Beijing's main airport has begun receiving international flights again from a limited number of countries, limited to roughly 500 per day, during a trial period that will also require additional testing for the virus on arrival, followed by 2 weeks of quarantine. And for those missing the thrill, or for some, the horror of air travel, a Nigerian restaurant is now offering its customers the illusion of a flight without ever having to leave the ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. On behalf of myself, my co-pilot and the
crew. The diners at Urban Air in the Nigerian capital Abuja get to sit on plush white seats in a plane that isn't going anywhere before ordering from a flight-themed cocktail menu beside windows illustrated with blue skies and puffy white clouds. Nigeria has suspended all international commercial flights since late March and also curtailed domestic flights for several months, though they have since resumed. IT worker Fatima Garba was one of those those who booked her seat.
The environment is really amazing considering, you know, this corona stuff. So it's been a while since we all got to see inside of an airplane. And this just reminds us of that. And the food is amazing.
Meanwhile, Canada's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, has said in a statement, people should skip the kisses and consider wearing a mask during sexual activity. While she says there's little chance of catching COVID-19 from semen or vaginal fluid, sexual activity with new partners does increase the risk of contracting the virus, adding going solo remains the lowest risk sexual option in a pandemic. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.